News Talk 790 KFYO 738, almost 39. Tom and Laura, 70 degrees on the outside. Joining us on the phone right now, District 19 United States Congressman Randy Nagebauer. Randy, welcome to the program this morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you, Tom, Laura. How are you all this morning?
Good.
Pretty good, but you know, I'm a little upset about all the stuff going on at the border. You know, aside from the illegal, you know, alien problem bringing people in, I think my biggest concern, number one, are the mass numbers of people that are coming in here unchecked, and these are not just people from Mexico. These are people from Central and South America that they're bringing up and just dumping them in mass. They don't have health checks. They don't have health screens. And I just think that we have been put at serious risk. What do you say?
Well, exactly, Tom. And you're right when you say they're coming from other parts, not just Mexico. They're coming from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the thing that I think we're going to have to take this to another level. One of the problems is at our border. We're not doing our job there. But the problem is Mexico's back door is open. And so those people have been able to move freely through Central America and into Mexico, and obviously putting a lot of pressure on our border. What I think we're going to have to do to Mexico is get them involved in this. And the way you get Mexico involved in this is maybe at some point in time you impose some economic sanctions on them until they do a better job of helping us control this problem, because they're a facilitator here. And if any other country was facilitating this kind of activity, I think we'd be taking some actions.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. President Obama has you know, made the phone call and, you know, told the Mexican president that this is not legal and we're not going to let people come here and do this, not even children. But yet decans of thousands still flow. We're flying people all over the flipping country. They're on buses paid for on our dime. When are we going to stop this madness? When don't we just shut it down and say, enough is enough?
Well, I think you're right, Tom, and I think that's the reason I'm saying that the actions that we're taking today aren't enough. And one, we're going to have to obviously put more personnel on the border. But the most important thing that we're going to have to do, and I know I sound like a broken record, we're going to have to start enforcing the law. This will not ever stop. You can pass new immigration reform. You can do all of this things that people think will solve this problem. But you'll never solve the problem until you enforce the law. And I think what the people know in South America and Central America is we've got a president that's not enforcing the law. And that's the reason we're seeing this huge surge in illegal people coming to this country.
All right. If you have a question or a comment, 770-5790, you're welcome to ring us up. Congressman Randy Nagebauer, conversation is on the border. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Lubbock's First News, it's 746. Tom and Laura, Randy Nagebauer on the horn with us. Let's go to the phones, 770-5790. Richard, you're on. You got a question for Congressman Nagebauer.
Congressman, I've been in Republican all my life, and I support you each time, but I'll be honest with you, if we can't even get one of our hero Marines out of Mexico, how do we ever get Obama to stop the trafficking down there in Mexico? We don't build any fences. We're not keeping anybody out of Mexico, and I heard this morning that we have tuberculosis cases. There's four tuberculosis cases for these children in the United States already. That is resistant to any drugs. We have a case of tuberculosis down in Austin. My dad had tuberculosis when he was in the Navy and got a medical discharge of that. And I know what he had to go through to get rid of his tuberculosis back in the 1920s. And I'm just wondering how we expect, if Obama won't even get a Marine and stop any kind of support for Mexico, how do we ever expect them to stop all these kids and all these illegal immigrants coming into the United States?
Well, you make a very good point, and I think that's the reason that, I think we're going to have to accelerate our efforts here. But, I think one of the points that you make, and it's something that we have to deal with, is these elections have consequences. And unfortunately, the American people elected a president not once but twice that will not enforce the law. In fact, in many cases, people think disregards the law. And so one of the solutions is to get a president that's going to enforce the law. But I think what you're hearing me say today is that this is getting to a crisis mode, and we're going to have to give Mexico some incentive to help us on their side of the border. And closing their back door would help this problem immensely. And so you're going to have to put some economic pressure. One of the things we know about the Mexican government is they're very responsive to their economy. They're fighting to grow their economy. And if we begin to say, we're going to have to close the border or restrict the border until this problem is fixed, it may be an incentive for Mexico to join us in this instead of facilitating this.
Some people are saying, though, that Congress isn't taking care of the immigration issue, and that's leading to a lot of this problem right now, is because nothing's been addressed so far.
Well, Laura, I hear them saying that, but what is it that Congress is not doing? Congress has increased the amount of funding for border security, but this president, is not enforcing the law. So
border security doesn't seem to be working, though.
Well, all the security has been turned into babysitters.
Yeah, I mean, I think part of that is the forces are not at the level that they should be, and it's not necessarily because of the money. But the more important thing is the incentive is for people to go ahead and try to come across the border because they know that this president, one, is not enforcing law, but secondly, has sent a signal that, hey, if you get over here, there's a good chance that, there's going to be amnesty or a pathway to citizenship.
Well, those are rumors that are going around rampantly down in that part of the world, and apparently those rumors are what is prompting all of this immigration.
Well, we're flying them in, and we're busing them, and we're doing all this stuff.
We are a nation made up of immigrants.
I have a question for you. Hey, Richard, and thanks for hanging with us. I appreciate your call, man. We're almost we're going to have to hit a break in just a second, but thank you for your call. I did want to say this, Congressman. Whenever there are quote unquote humanitarian issues, or you have these types of
It is a humanitarian issue.
It is.
Not quote unquote. It is.
But, well, it's been made to be. I mean, just because of the way that this is welcomed with open arms, we have created a problem in our society, and it's not just an immigration issue. This is a public health issue, okay? Number one. Number two, in other areas around the world, where are the blue hats? I mean, the UN goes over there and does, where the heck is the UN? How come nobody's helping us foot the bill for this? Really?
Well, I think one of the things, America's a very benevolent country, mm-hmm. and we help countries all over the world. But at the same token, we have to look out after our own country, and we cannot be, number one, the world's police officer, and number two, we can't be the refuge for every person around the world that feels like that their country's not, got the economic opportunities for them. But we just can't accept that. Well, we can't afford it because, I have to take us back to kind of reality here. And the fact is that a lot of this money that we're spending right now is we're borrowing and charging it to our children and our grandchildren. And so this is not an issue that we can just sit back and say, we don't really have to do anything about this. This is something that's serious because if children and women can work their way into this country,
what does that say about, you know, the other options for people that coming in that want to cause us harm or bring things that are harmful into this country? And so this border issue is a serious issue, and we need the president to step up.
Hey, Congressman Randy Neugebauer, 752, Topics on the Border. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. News Talk 790 KFYO 756. Tom Collins, Laura Mack, and RL is on the line with a question for Congressman Randy Neugebauer. RL, you are on.
Good morning. I'll try to be brief.
Okay.
I've got some friends that are retired in the Christian missionary community, and they had some friends that are still active missionaries in Mexico City. And they were in contact with them, and these people told them, said apparently the Democratic Party is running a huge amount of ads on the soap operas in Mexico City, instructing people that as soon as you can get to the United States, be sure that you register with the Democratic Party. We'll show you how to go about getting what is coming to you in the way, of course, probably Medicaid, food stamps, all types of welfare, aid to dependent children, and we'll take you right through it, and this will be a big help to you just as soon as you can get to the United States. And I don't believe these people would be lying about this. They were talking to retired friends in the United States, and they were very concerned about it. I would love for Randy to get some of his friends to be knowledgeable about this, and some of them that may have ways to contact these people. And of course, I don't trust anything about Obama. I think he's a communist. All of his people were communists. He's raised by communists. And so he's not even socialist as far as I'm concerned. He's a red-eyed communist. Mm. But anyway, I'll let you go and let somebody else call in. But the Democrats are bringing in their next generation of voters just as fast as they can. And it's going to be hard to fight, fellas.
You can't vote if you're not a legal citizen.
He's giving them amnesty. They're already getting driver's license. Hey, RL, listen.
May I say one thing further?
Yeah, very quickly.
The fine Bob Dornan, representative of California, was voted out by people coming in from Tijuana. They found up to 12,000 of them, and that's why that Mexican woman beat him back 15, 20 years ago. And he also said at the time, he was on the Immigration Naturalization Committee, he said, we put out the 11 million figure. He said, we were just trying to be easy on the people.
Hey,
they
RL.
Said, we think it's 25 to 30 million. Thank you, gentlemen. I'll get out of the way.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Hey, Congressman, thanks for your call this morning. Got kind of wrapped up with RL there, but hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you. You all have a great week.
Have a good day.
7:59. Good morning.